Throttle Me, Men of Inked Book 1, written by Shell Bliss, narrated by Lance Greenfield and Kirsten Lee at Brickshop Audio Inc. Chapter 1, The Darkness. Susie. The moonlight filtered through the pine trees lining the fields, leaving shadows on the pavement. The crisp air that had been missing for months caressed my skin. Cranking up the radio, I sang along to Justin Timberlake's Rock Your Body. It was just the cool breeze, JT, and me. I couldn't wait to crawl into my bed and close my eyes, getting lost in a dream world that had nothing to do with my current reality. The night had been perfect. I'd had dinner and drinks with my best friend Sophia, and although I was exhausted from a long workday, I felt a sense of serenity. Spending time with Sophia always made me happy. She was like a sister to me, especially when she had lived with me for over a year. I felt like a part of me had been missing since the day she moved out, leaving me behind. Dancing in the seat, screaming out the lyrics, I thought about how I wanted someone that would do everything the song described. No one had ever made me feel the way that JT sang about women. The steering wheel shook in my hands and a screeching sound pulled me out of my JT trance. "Damn it," I said, hitting the steering wheel with my palm. The orange flash from my hazards blinked against the dark pavement as I pulled off the road and my car sputtered to a stop. Bad luck seemed to follow me. I squeezed the steering wheel, trying to calm my frazzled nerves. I knew the day would come, the day my car would die, but I prayed it would happen after my next paycheck. No such luck. Resting my head on the steering wheel, I closed my eyes, taking a deep breath. Great. Just fucking great. I rocked back and forth, feeling sorry for myself, hitting my head on the cool plastic. I thought about whom to call or where to walk. I hadn't passed a gas station or even a damn streetlight in miles. Without picking up my head, I reached for my phone, bringing it to my eyes. Shit. The screen wouldn't power on after I hit every button I could think to press. It was useless. It was dead, and now I was totally stranded. What else could possibly go wrong? Sighing, I sat up and glanced in the rearview mirror, but only the shadows from the trees filled my view. No cars, neon signs, or streetlights. Fuck. I placed my hand on my chest to feel the beat of my heart, which was so hard, I swear it was audible. Visions from slasher movies flooded my mind. Girl deserted on the side of the road until she's found by a handsome stranger that ends up being a serial killer. Should I start walking to God knows where? Do I just sit there and wait for a stranger to offer me help? I never liked feeling helpless. I was too smart to be helpless. But it was the only thing I felt in this moment. It could be hours before someone found me in my car. I grabbed my purse, dead phone, and keys, and climbed out of the car. My feet ached in the extra high heels I wore. Leaning against the car, I gave my feet a moment to adjust, as I looked in both directions. Neither of my options were good, and I was exhausted. My feet fucking screamed from standing still. Thank God I could sleep in tomorrow after the way this evening was ending. There was a gas station a couple miles back. Better to go with what I knew than to walk into an uncertain future. I tapped the lock button on my keychain once more, helping relieve my OCD need to double-check everything, before I started walking away. Barely clearing the trunk, a single light came over a small hill in the distance, hurting my eyes with the brightness. The roar of the engine grew louder as the distance closed. I waved my arms as a figure came into view, but the asshole biker drove right past me as I screamed, "Hey! Hey!" The wind from his bike caused the dust on the road to kick up and fill my mouth. I turned around, coughing, and screamed toward the bike. I knew it was pointless. There was no way in hell he'd hear me yelling above the roar of his bike, but he had to see me. The red taillight lit up on the road as he turned the bike in my direction. I swallowed hard, unsure if this was my best idea of the night. But I'd already made too many mistakes to dwell on that.